The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Yitzchak Tawil Shlita of the Kollel Even HaEzer LaMaisa of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Ksuvah Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis says a halacha that if a man is mekadesh in isha with less than a shava pruta, she is not mekudeshes. However, if he's boil her afterwards, there's a machloikis. The Tana Kama holds that if he's boil her afterwards, the bia is enough to be kind to her, and therefore she's mekudeshes with the bia. And Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Shmuel argues and says that the bia that he does afterwards is not enough to be kind to her. The Gemara proceeds to explain the machloikis as follows. We know that there's a klal that an isha can be nikness with bia. So, the first sheet that holds that when a man is mekadesh and isha with less than a shava pruta, he knows that the kedushin is nothing. He knows that his kedushin with less than a shava pruta is not working for him. Therefore, when he's boil her afterwards, his intention is that she should be nikness to him with this bia. She should be mekudeshes with this bia. The Gemara is coming off that which it said earlier on the Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, that there's a chazaka. Ein adam oisa bi'ilasoi bi'ilas znos. A person does not want that his bia should be that of znos. Since he doesn't want his bia that it should be znos, and he knows that his kedushin was no good, and he's being boil her now, it must be that the bi'ila that he's doing now is being done with the intention of marrying her. The second shita holds that even though a person does not want his bia should be one of znos, however, a person doesn't know that a kedushin with less than a shava pruta is no good. Therefore, he thought his kedushin was good. So when he's being boil her afterwards, he had no intent of marrying her with this bia. However, even according to this shita, if he would have known that his kedushin originally was no good, since there's a chazaka that a person does not want that his bia should be one of his nuts, and if he would boil her afterwards, even this shita would hold that she would be mekudeshes. Halacha lemaisa, we could talk about an interesting case. What would be if a couple would get a civil marriage? They would go and get a marriage license. They would have no chuppah, no kiddushin, no eidim, no rabbi, or let's say they have a reform ceremony where in all these cases there's no kiddushin. However, he's boil her afterwards. So maybe you'll say that since a person does not want that his bia should be one of his nuts, this bia that he does afterwards is enough to make her mikudeshes. Halacha lemaisa, what would be in such a case? Would she be mikudeshes or would she not be mikudeshes? To clarify this issue, there's a rivash, a tshuva was written to the rivash regarding a similar case. The case was as follows. A lady comes from a land where they were persecuting Jews. They had gezeiras against Klal Yisrael that they were not able to practice their religion. She has a baby with her. And she says that she got married to a man, but they didn't have a chuppah and kedushin. What they did instead was they went before the priest and they had a non-religious, a non-Jewish ceremony. They had no eidim, no kedushin, nothing. However, they lived together as man and wife. There were other Jews who knew about this. And she got pregnant from him. She had this kid. And afterwards, the guy took off. She doesn't know where he is. She wants to know from the rivash, does she need a get? Or can she get remarried without a get? The rivash goes on to say that surely the kedushin was nothing. There was no kedushin here. However, maybe we have a problem from our sugya. Since we know there's a klal that ein adam oisa bi'ilasa bi'ilas nus, a person does not want that his bia should be one of his nus. Therefore, when this man was boiled, this isha, it must be that he was being boiled halashem kedushin. And therefore, she's a regular ashes ish and she would need a get. However, the Rivash paskins lamaisa that this isha does not need a get; she could get remarried. One of the reasons which he uses to be makel here is that you only say the chazaka of Ein Adam Oise Be'ilasa Be'ilaznus when you're dealing with people who want to be Mekayim the mitzvahs. You don't say the chazaka of Ein Adam Oise Be'ilasa Be'ilaznus when you're dealing with prutzen. When you're dealing with people who don't care to have a bia, bia's nus, so then you don't say the chazaka, Ein Adam Oise Be'ilasa Be'ilaznus. He proceeds to say that people who are going to get married in non-Jewish ceremonies are obviously people who are not choishish v'znus. Another reason, he says, is that you were dealing at the time after the Gezerah, therefore there were no mikvayis. Since there were no mikvayis, this lady was a nida. And if she was a nida, nida is an isakaris. To be boil a non-married woman is only a lav. So if he was not choishish for the isakaris, so surely he wouldn't mind about the isalav. And therefore we don't say the klal of Ein Adam Oisabi Lasabilasnus. Therefore, the Rivash paskins Lamaisa that this lady does not need a kedushin. Ramosha brings down a similar shaila. He says the case as follows. A man and a woman were living in Hungary under the communists. They had no shaykhis to Torah mitzvahs. They had no shaykhis to Judaism. They didn't know from any rabbis. And they wanted to get married. They went before the civil court system over there. And they got a civil marriage. After some time, they decided they're not happy with each other. They want to get divorced. So they went and they got themselves a civil divorce. He went his way, she went her way, and she has no idea where he is now. She wants to get remarried, and she wants to know, does she need a get? So Ramosha paskins that she doesn't need a get. He says that even though there's a chazaka, Ein Adam Oisa Be'ilasa Be'ilasnus, even though there's a chazaka, a person does not want his bia to be znus, and therefore you might say that when this man was boiled as Isha, he was doing it L'shem Kedushin. However, he uses the Rivash to say that whenever you're dealing with prutzim, whenever you're dealing with people who are not concerned for Be'ilas Nus, then you don't have the chazaka of Ein Adam Oisa Be'ilasa Be'ilas Nus. And over here also he says that since she claims to have no shaykhis to Judaism, that she never went to a mikvah, so therefore he was Ba'il her when she was a nida. If he was Ba'il her when she was a nida, so then he surely wouldn't be makhdid for the isser of being Ba'il an unmarried woman. And therefore, you don't have a chazaka, Ein Adam Oisa Be'ilasa Be'ilas Nus, and they were never married. However, Ramosha brings an opposing opinion. The opinion of Rabbi Yosef Eliyahu Hankin. He says that whenever a man is coming to marry an Isha, whenever we know that he wants to marry her, he's coming to get a civil marriage, or however he's trying to do it, al karchach, you have to say that his bia is being done to be kind of the Isha. Ramosha argues on him, and Ramosha paskins that Lamaisa, if you're able to get a get, then you should try to get a get to be machmir for Rav Hankin's opinion. However, if you can't get a get, so then she's mutter and she could get remarried. We can now start to answer some of the questions which we originally asked. If a man and a woman go and get a civil marriage, and afterwards he's boil her, do we say the klal of Ein Adam Oisa Be'ilasa Be'ilaznus? We know that a person does not want to have a bia Be'ilaznus, and therefore, this that he's being boil her is L'shem Kedushin, and she's Mekudeshes to him with this bia. So one thing is certainly clear, is that if you're dealing with people who are prutzim, you're dealing with people who, let's say, they're Mechal Shabbos, or they're being over on other Isurim which have Karis, or if they're not keeping Tyrus and Mishpacha, if the Isha is not going to the Mikvah, so then certainly we don't say the klal of Ein Adam Oisa Be'ilasa Be'ilaznus. Certainly if they're not concerned with these Isurim, so then he's not going to be concerned with going with an unmarried Isha. However, on the other hand, if you have people who are looking to be frum, you have people who are looking to be shomer Torah mitzvahs, they're shomer Shabbos, they're keeping Tyrus and Mishpacha, she's going to the mikvah, for whatever reason may be, they didn't get a kedushin, instead they went and they got themselves a civil marriage, and they immediately move into a place where there's Jews, so that you have Edom that see them together, because in order for the Bia to work, you need that Edom should see them together. The Bia is not going to work if Edom don't see them having Yichud together. So they immediately move into a place where there's Edom that see them together. In such a case, Ramosha says that it could be you would have to be concerned for and you would have to be choishish that he was going, that he was boil l'shem kedushin, and therefore she would be mekudeshes. The question, however, would be, what would it be if you have a couple who are trying to be shomer Torah mitzvos? They're, you know, trying to do everything right. They're not prutzim. She's going to the mikvah. Everything we discussed before, and they got a civil marriage. They didn't get a kedushin, but they did get a civil marriage. And, however, instead of moving into a Jewish neighborhood, they move into a totally non-Jewish neighborhood. I'd like to just clarify one point before I continue. In order for a man to be Mekadosh and Isha Yedei Bia, you still need Eidim. Now, of course, you don't need Eidim that actually see the Bia, but you do need Eidim on the Yichud. You need Eidim that could testify that they saw this man and the woman have Yichud together. And when you have Eidim on the Yichud, so we say that there was also a Bia. That's enough to work for a Kedushin. Now, in our case, they had the civil marriage and they're doing everything properly. So all the mechanics are there for you to say, Ain't Adam Oysa Be'ilasa Be'ilas Nus. However, there's one problem. There's no Eidim. Ramosha says, since there's no Eidim, so the Nevada, it is a Be'ilas Nus, and she's not Mikudeshus. Now, what would be if this couple would move afterwards to a place where there are Jews? Do we say now that, since he's being boil her, that ain't adam oisa be ilasa be ilas nos, and it must be that he's being boil her l'shem kedushin? Ramosha says absolutely not. Since he was boil her beforehand, and there were no edim, so his beila beforehand was a be ilas nos, so then you can't, obviously you're dealing with someone who's not concerned for a be ilas nos. Now you have no chazaka afterwards. If he wants to get married, he has to go have a regular kedushin. You don't have a chazaka ain't adam oisa be ilasa be ilas nos when he wasn't concerned for it the first time around. The only time, says Rav Moshe, do you have a problem of Ein Adam Oysa V'Yilasa V'Yilas Nus is when immediately after having this civil marriage, they go and they move into a place where they're surrounded by Jews so that you have Eidim. Any other time, you don't have it. And even when they move into a place where they're surrounded by Jews, even then, it has to be, in, as we discussed, where they're not prutzim, where they're shomer Shabbos, where they're not being over on any Yisurim of Karis. Only in that case would you have a problem, and would you say that perhaps you would need a get. Let's now discuss the case of where you have a reform ceremony. I just want to go back to the Gemara for a second. If you remember the Gemara that we started with, the case over there was that a man was Mekadosh and Isha with less than a Shavah Pruta, the Kedushin was no good, and afterwards he was Boil her. So, one Shita over there held that even though there's a Chazakah that a person does not want that his Biyah should be Znos, however, a person does not know that a Kedushin with less than a Shavah Pruta is no good. Therefore, he thought that his Kedushin was fine. Since he thought there was no problem with his Kedushin, even though a person doesn't want that his Biyah should be one of Znus, however, he's not being boiled on the Shem Kedushin now, because he thinks his Kedushin was good to begin with. Comes Rav Moshe and says that a reform ceremony works exactly the same way. A person doesn't know that there was a problem with the reform ceremony. If he doesn't know that there was a problem with the reform ceremony, so he thinks she's Mekudeshes already. So when he's boil her, he has no kavana to Mekadosh with his Bia. A reform ceremony, Rav Moshe says, is not as strong as civil marriage. A civil marriage, a person knows that at least he needs a Jewish marriage. So in such a case, you could say that maybe when he's boil her afterwards, so he's being boil her l'shem kedushin. But on a reform ceremony, you have no shiloh whatsoever.
I just want to conclude by saying that which we've discussed today should not be used as halacha l'maisa. The purpose of this shiur was simply to give you a feel for how much more there is to the topic. Certainly, any halacha l'maisa question should be asked to someone who is competent in these areas of Evan Ezer. There is much more that could have been said on the topic, which is beyond the scope of this shiur. And additionally, each case can vary based on its specific nuances and, you know, certain details, which can change the halacha significantly on a case-by-case basis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.